more music. More sound effects. And more Sonos. Right here on Sonos FM.
What? Oh, God. This again.
Why the fuck not? We've been here before.
Oh, no.
But...
I remember this somehow.
Don't throw your party.
Oh yeah, it sounds different now. What the fuck happened?
A little bigger.
Is it?
Yes.
How so?
Multiple things going on at once.
Holy fuck.
So many speakers.
So it's just not just one Play 5 anymore?
Nope.
Are you serious? Are you trying to tell me that he spent even more money on this shit?
I don't know who did, but yeah, someone spent way too much money on it.
Fuck my life.
And guess what? This is still quarter volume.
Wow. Holy shit.
It's just half volume. I don't know if we want to go any further.
Wow. Okay, I say first of all, get rid of this shit.
There you go.
Just do like a control. Yeah, there you go.
Welcome back, people. We're here again.
Yes. Oh my god. Yeah. Two Play 5s and a sub, and that's what they sounded like after they've been properly set up.
Yeah. You'll get to hear all that in a moment because this has been recorded for a couple of hours, different things. Different setups because we're back to the Sonos review. Last time we focused on the app and how you can listen to things. Now we're going to talk about a whole, you know, multi-room point of these speakers and how you can use them in a stereo pair and link multiple of them together. Like in this room right now, there's three things. Two Play 5s.
And a sub.
Yep.
And there's more in this house. This house is actually full of Sonos equipment right now.
And downstairs we got two Play 1s and a sub, which we'll get to hear later. And we, you have also a Play 5 in another room, which is linked to the Play 1s and the sub.
So yeah, lots of plays in this room,
yeah, might
in this house.
Might sound confusing at first, but it actually makes perfect sense once you...
Well, the point of it is, no matter where you go, you always have the best listening experience because this house is a very musical house.
Yep.
And and all that shit.
So yeah, I got more music for you guys. Something we didn't play last time that...
On Sonos FM!
Oh yeah. So yeah, look, I'm sitting next to a drum set and we actually optimized this thing to sound really good with and without TruePlay. Actually, that might be one thing we can talk about. So, you have this thing called TruePlay, which allows you to make the speaker automatically adjust itself to what frequencies resonate too much in your room.
And there are a lot of them in this one, if you couldn't tell already.
Yep. So it plays test sounds. You have to walk around. This only works on iOS right now for some reason, and it's
if you have a play bar, then it also works apparently. So, but I can't test because I don't have one.
So now you actually get to hear how this will sound like when you're actually tuning it.
Part of any Sonos setup is TruePlay, so let's do that right now.
Close now playing button.
All right. So we go in the Sonos and we go in the settings. This only works on iOS, it says that they are working on an Android version, and it also says that you can also do TruePlay tuning if you have a sound, if you have a play bar, which I do not, so I stole Peter's iPhone to do it.
Oh no.
Alright, so you just select a room. And then you click on that.
Introducing TruePlay tuning. Sound is affected by your room and the objects in it.
Yep.
TruePlay tuning corrects for the effects of your surroundings, so your music and video will always sound right.
And in this case it really is because I have a drum set in here. So
next button.
It's probably gonna do quite a lot.
How TruePlay tuning works. Heading. Your iPhone will listen for the effects of your room and sound from your Sonos speakers. Your speakers then tune themselves, revealing sound that's true. TruePlay tuning takes about 3 minutes.
The one and only true sound.
Not now. Begin tuning.
Alright, let's begin tuning.
Make sure you place your speakers where you intend to leave them in this room. True plane tuning is specific to your speaker's placement. If you move your speakers, you'll need to retune.
Yes.
Back button. Next button. Turn your iPhone upside down so that the microphone and charging cord face upward toward the ceiling. Hold your iPhone in one hand. Please note that your control gestures will be reversed if you do not turn your iPhone upside down after selecting next. Back button. Next button.
Okay. I guess it's basically to have you uncover the microphone.
Holding your iPhone upside down ensures you won't cover the microphone during the tuning process. You'll keep your iPhone upside down until tuning is complete. We'll let you know when it's time to turn back right side up. Next button.
Yes.
Testing background noise. Heading. Testing background noise succeeded. Heading.
There we go. Totally forgot that was going to happen. I was going to warn you that it was going to test the background noise. There is a computer running here, which is probably not the optimal conditions, but...
There's also an open window of traffic outside. I just,
Oh, is the window still open?
It sounds like it is. Maybe not, but I heard cars.
I don't know if I closed it or not. But yeah, and that. So these are really not the optimal conditions, but I guess it doesn't matter too much. Yes, I guess we can do that. I hope it didn't pick up my voice and make it sound all weird.
Keep your iPhone upside down. In the next step, loud test sounds will play while you gently wave your iPhone up and down from head height to waist height. Take about 4 seconds to wave your iPhone up and back down again each time. As you wave, slowly walk throughout your room. Remain quiet while moving.
This is where the binaural part of the review might actually come in useful, because this is quite a weird way of testing the sound, but I guess it's the one that makes most sense.
I'm ready to tune.
So you're basically supposed to walk around your room and wave your iPhone around, and yeah, while the Sonos plays an interesting space battle.
When you select start, the test tones will play. You'll have 1 minute to wave your iPhone up and down as you walk through the room. Keep waving and walking until the test tones stop. Remember to move quietly. Tap start button.
All right, let's do it.
Start.
And now,
please wait. TruePlay is now adapting your speaker sound for the room.
Check this out.
TruePlay tuning successful.
The timing on that too is like, it waits for the right moment, the right time.
Yep.
To say that.
TruePlay has tuned your speakers to sound true in your room. You finish. Button.
Oh.
TruePlay has tuned your speakers to sound true in your room. You may hear solid improvements at first and increase clarity the more you listen.
Nice. And it also says that.
Finish. Rotate your iPhone back to normal. Right side up. Next button. Next dim. True play tuning complete. Heading. If you move or rotate a speaker, be sure to tune again. To retune or to adjust treble and bass to your taste, visit room settings. Done. Button. Done.
Yeah. So you have the true play tuning, and you can still adjust the equalizer and stuff, and you know that doesn't affect the true play tuning.
And now you're back to a live thing.
Nice. So yeah, that is how you tune it. You know, as I said, it kind of sounds like a space war going on.
Yep.
And we apparently won because it was successful.
Yeah.
And now it went from sounding crappy like this to sounding awesome like you heard in the beginning. Okay. How do we transition? Bloopers! What do we do? Continue with it.
I guess I play the mic now and we just play through shit.
Okay.
Wah! Now I'm wearing the microphone, hello. I'm a binaural head. Woo! Yay! Let's just play random music.
Let's play random bullshit. Let's
see. We have a playlist here with things which is actually ready this time.
Here we go. So do we, I guess we play music first, right?
Right.
We play music first. So, we have a whole bunch of shit.
Some of which you already heard last time, so you can go and compare how it sounds like with one play five, which already was just kind of scary, to how you have three speakers, two play fives and a sub.
Go Go Gadget Sonos. Fuck, they got rid of it. Okay, well, we'll have to do it manually. Sadness.
I'm surprised you don't have that on your dock. To be honest.
I don't, because I usually don't even use it this way. All right, here we go. So we've got music.
Quick note, up until here, I've been adjusting the volume levels a little bit to keep it more consistent. But since we're now getting to the actual speaker demos, I thought it would be better not to do that. So you might need to adjust your volume levels a little bit. Also, you want to be wearing headphones for the best experience.
Like this, for example. You might want to turn it up a bit.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So as you can kind of hear, even though I'm not sitting right on top of these speakers, you can already kind of tell there is a stereo image. Maybe not as much with this song, but with some of the other ones you'll hear.
And obviously, this is recorded on a $50 binaural microphone. So,
yeah.
Just keep that mind a little bit, even though the mics are pretty good, it's still not going to be very accurate.
But I just
this is as accurate as we're going to get.
I just do that, but it sounds a bit better this way.
Absolutely. EDM as well.
I don't know, this probably did not come out on the recording, but I can definitely tell you that every time a kick happened, I could feel it. I could literally feel it.
Maybe this will give a more bassy representation of the thing. But I think the stereo is also really nice. And yeah, once you actually pair them, like once you put them in the stereo pair, they optimize each other, so it's really hard to describe, but it changes the sound a lot. It makes it a lot wider.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's keep going with more music that we had before.
We're playing these again to give you a comparison of how it sounds like with one, without true play, which we didn't think about setting up back then, with how it sounds like with two and a sub and true play turned on.
Oh yeah, we do need to try one play five and true play in this thing. I wonder if that makes a difference.
If made a difference for a single play one for someone, then I would imagine it should. Yes. I'm not even that close to the speakers. I can get
the
even closer.
All the way back here. This is where the sub is.
Let me get the recorder and get to the sub. Oops. So you're walking across. Somewhere around here. You should probably be able. I can feel it from here. There we go. Oh my god.
Down here. There we go.
So I'm now standing next to the sub and it's actually distorting, so let's not do that for too long. Oh my god. Trampling his beanbag. Anyway,
yay.
Let's get back into position here where we were. More things
you know
we had.
What it's time for. This is gonna sound awesome, holy crap. Haven't actually heard this yet, so.
The playback controls on these speakers control the whole setup, so it doesn't matter if you use the left or the right. So he's standing next to the left speaker and he's turning up the volume. I'm standing closer to the right, and I could just as easily do it from here. And you can hear which side is being activated.
What are you doing?
Checking if they're both on.
What? Yeah, they are. Sound like in the movies.
I just realized we should have also played an LTR music soundtrack. I think it's like one, like something from it, because that has really good positioning.
Oh, we're gonna play something for positioning.
Oh well, yeah, true that.
We should probably do that. I think we've played a lot of music. I guess what we can do, we can leave off with something.
Oh, sorry. You can.
Where art my hair from? Why? What is this thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Here.
Did you find your headphones?
Yeah, I found them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What? What's here, though? Oh, geil, danke. Ich glaube, ich habe gar keins, das funktioniert.
Ach so.
Ich danke euch.
Ja, wir bitten das.
Bitten das. Jo.
Hat alles geklappt, nur Kaffee hatte ich keinen gekocht, scheiße.
Ja, Kaffee hat man nicht.
Vergessen.
Alles klar. Alright, dude, can I try your lightning cable?
Yes, it's behind the bed. It's plugged into the charger. I can just plug it in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's cool. Let's see if I can actually do true play or if it says, oh, this is a fucking iPod, you can't do it.
It's the recording, by the way.
Oh, yay.
We'll probably want to redo that last section, just start the thing from the beginning.
Yeah, just.
One thing I wish you could
do.
One thing I wish you could do on these built-in controls is rewind and fast forward. Or if I do the previous track thing, is it actually going to? What is it going to do?
Yeah, it's going to restart from the beginning.
Okay, so that works. That's good. But I guess you will do it.
Yeah, sure.
All right. This is definitely the happiest we're gonna have today.
Yep.
Swedish people.
Yep, crazy ass Swedish people.
So yeah, to wrap this up, we have one more thing we're gonna play.
Oh yeah.
Which should give you a pretty good idea of what happens when you listen to something other than music.
This is as close to a Playboy example as you're gonna get.
For now.
For now. My dad wants a Playboy.
So yeah, we might very well be back next year.
Yep, again. No, this year.
Actually, yeah, you're okay. Yep, true that.
Alright. Here we go. Let's turn this shit a little up. And I guess...
Just sit here and...
We'll just check this out.
Thank you.
Thank you.